We are the church. Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week for traditional Christian churches. We won't be observing this day inside the church walls this year. This year, we are being offered new opportunities to realize the building is not what makes the church. We are. Perhaps the virtual services that will be broadcast today are just what we need to open more ears and eyes to the goodness of our Lord. It's so much easier to go to church from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to get dressed. Stay in your comfy clothes. Grab a cup of coffee and curl up with your favorite people or pets. Most services will not be interactive, so no one will know who's attending, and you aren't expected to speak. It couldn't be less intimidating. Come, let's sing to Adonai. Let's shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout for joy to him with songs of praise. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. We don't need to leave home to come into his presence, as he is present everywhere, always, omnipotent. But don't let the condition of this world determine if you will honor Father. The Sabbath is still the Sabbath, a day to rest and honor our Creator. There will still be Christian music on the radio, Bibles on the bookshelves, and worship services streaming all day. Do you regularly attend church? If yes, is there anyone who doesn't that you can invite to join you from their home? If you don't normally go for whatever reason, this is your chance to be incognito and perhaps find a pastor who draws you to want a better relationship with the one who fully knows you. My church is interactive. Everyone is invited to participate or pass. We use the Zoom app so we can see each other and communicate. Are you curious about what an interactive church looks like? I am including a Zoom link and personally invite you to sit with me from your own home today. Come, let's bow down and worship. Let's kneel before Adonai who made us, for he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep in his care. Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. The link is included in the article.